power in this world is chiefly shown through strength of character, victory over the other, by good careers and wealth, which purchases a good life, by education and wisdom, which uses knowledge to influence others. That is power. Authority in this world is chiefly shown by putting such power to use in hierarchies through command and control in this world using reward and or punishment based on your behavior. Authority is always using one's power over the other. Politics is about using power and authority to influence governments, and it is about getting and keeping power and authority once you have it, and especially if you have it in government. And as citizens in this country, you and I participate in the use of power and authority through our systems of politics. It is the nature of our citizenship. No value either way there. It's just the way it is. And at one level, we are, at least most of us, American citizens and are recognized by the rest of the world as such, both by our birthplace, passports, and by how our politics use authority and power. But what I want to say and be clear about is that this is always a lesser citizenship for you and for me, for those of us who choose to sit in this room. That use of power and authority and politics is always secondary to our godly citizenship. Though sometimes I think, because it happens in my own mind, we get things confused. And we meld together our citizenship in this country with the citizenship in God's reign. On this Christ the King Sunday, though, we are challenged to untangle them and to pull apart courageously the politics of America and the politics of the kingdom of God. In baptism, and what we confirm every Sunday in the creeds and prayers, is that we are, by God's grace, citizens of God's kingdom, involved in a quite different exercise of power, authority, and political will. As our prayer says, which we use on baptism Sundays, in Jesus Christ our Lord, we have been received as sons and daughters, and made citizens of God's kingdom. And on this day, Christ the King Sunday, we plead that God would unite the divided people of this world under God's rule. Moreover, this is not a heaven to come or a future desired state of affairs, nor is it something preachers trot out after election days that they don't like. Christ the King Sunday and the deeply rooted understanding of God's reign and our citizenship within is, in fact, as our lessons today remind us, an eternal story that we repeat weekly in church, rehearse weekly, even if we choose to think it is something else entirely different. We Americans like to pretend, I think, that the U.S. is a new Israel, and that God has a special covenant with us. But that is a lie. It is not true. Because the God that we proclaim week after week intends no lesser vassals, no minor lords, and no demigods. God, we say, and we pray weekly, may thy kingdom come. A most radical proclamation in a world and a country that would overthrow kings, I promise you. In the words of the Episcopal priest and theologian Robert Farrar Capon, God works to form this world into the holy city, the new Jerusalem, the kingdom of God. And it's not about some place else called heaven, nor about somebody at a distance called God. Rather, it is about this place here and all its this-ness and placey-ness, and about the intimate and immediate Holy One who, at no distance from us at all, moves mysteriously to make creation true both to itself and to God. The Bible, and in particular the revelation of this, the incarnation of God in Christ Jesus, the lens by which we read the whole text, by the way, the Bible is about God's perfecting of creation and not God's trashing of it. As Michael Curry put it this weekend, our presiding bishop, it is not about conquering the world for Christ, it is about saturating the world with love. The polis, the people who make up this reign of God, are, in fact, all people. It is a citizenship beyond nationality. There is, in fact, no non-citizen, at least from our Christian perspective. Our baptismal theology rejects any idea that there are somehow levels of humanity, some better than others, some special citizens among the rest. For every citizen of the kingdom of God, which means all people, are, in fact, equally beloved by God. Not by rights given by some state or religion or by conquest, but by their very creation, their very birth through the incarnation and by God's hand. Remember that song, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in God's sight. All. And unfortunately, to our chagrin, I think, it includes some unsavory characters. Those who we didn't vote for. But it also includes, despite the walls that we would create in our society, some bad hombres and nasty people. You see, that's the point of a Jesus who dies, as the scripture tells us, in the midst of criminals, on a cross, the good and the righteous together in the kingdom of God. This citizenship, I promise you, should make you very uncomfortable. There is no benign citizenship here either in the kingdom of God, for God unleashes and invites the use of power differently. Power is given to its citizens in the reign of God. And again, I use Capon here. Instead of distributing justifiable pain and punishment, we are willing quite foolishly instead to take the beating ourselves. In a kingdom where the work is to build and remain in loving relationship, serving one another, being last and losing, we see clearly that the power in the reign of God looks for all the world like weakness. That is why on Christ the King Sunday, we remind ourselves by our gospel that our Lord, the head of God's reign, is beaten and crucified and dies at the hands of those who hate him. The idea that all should be saved and and wish for the kingdom and wish for the kingdom to be elsewhere is rejected by the world continually in Jesus' day and in our own. You see, the power given to citizens in this kingdom is a power of love, a power of grace, and the power of forgiveness. And the authority that is given to the people in this citizenship is an authority to give it away freely, regardless of people's actions. You see, the authority in the citizenship that we claim as people of God is to love and to give a lot of grace and to forgive over and over and over again. And not, as the scripture says, to lord it over others, nor to keep it for ourselves. This authority supported by the Holy Spirit is to proclaim good news that all are God's people and to give the whole kit and caboodle away, everything. To give God away, to give ourselves away, to give love away, to give grace away, to give our treasuries away. So here then you see, when the polis, the people, act in politic, they will know, as we work in the world, who we are and whose we are. They will know it by our kingdom politics. They will know it by how we use power in this kingdom, and they will know it by our kingdom authority. And you will be challenged because they will say it is weakness. Our work in the kingdom, you see, has not changed. It has not changed. It did not change last week. It did not change 8 years ago. It will not change in 4 years. It will be the same today as it was yesterday, as it will be forever. Now, there are some words I stumbled across in reading this week, words from one father to his children, and I have applied them here. I think they're really good, but I adapted them a little bit. People are complicated. Societies and cultures are really complicated. These are living organisms, and it's messy. And your job as a citizen and as a decent human being is to constantly affirm and lift up and work for treating people with kindness and respect and understanding. And you should anticipate, this father says, that at any given moment there's going to be flare-ups of bigotry that you may have to confront or may be inside of you and you will have to vanquish. For it doesn't stop. You don't get into a fetal position about it. You don't start worrying about the apocalypse. But instead you say, okay, where are the places where I can push to keep opening up the kingdom of God to others? So it is on this day, on this Christ the King Sunday, as citizens of God's kingdom first, you see, we continue simply the Tao to proclaim and to work for an old, old story of Jesus and of his love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.